Well, it is my honor to be here.
非常荣幸能到大家当中。
My name is Bart Carlson.
我的名字叫 Bart Carlson.
And I'm one of the pastors at Trinity Baptist Church in Montville, New Jersey.
我在蒙克雷尔那边的一个三一聚会的一个牧师。
It is a pleasure to have some of my students, at least one particular student, here in your congregation.
有一个我的学生在我们当中。
In Stephanie Jen.
是任家的老四啊。
We've gotten to know the Jens through our homeschool co-op.
我们通过有一个协会的认识。
So I thank you for inviting me.
谢谢你让我到大家当中。
And I trust that the Lord will bless our time together.
我相信神会祝福我们的时间。
As we come to God's word this morning,
我们今天早晨来到神话语面前。
I would like us to turn and look, first of all, at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5.
我们第一处的圣经翻到彼得前书第一章三到五节。
Peter writes to the Christians who are dispersed and says to them, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照顾自己的大怜悯，即耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved for you in heaven.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Who are protected by the power of God through faith.For his salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
你们因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
As we sang in some of the hymns,
我们也唱到一些的诗歌。
The scriptures clearly teach that we are protected by the power of God for salvation and for heaven.
我们的圣经明确地告诉我们。神用他的能力来救护他的救恩。
And all God's people will make it to heaven because of God's great power.
每一个信主的都能够到天堂，是他在他的能力的救护之下。
But the scriptures also teach,
圣经也这样教导我们。
That if we do not persevere, we will drift away.
就是说我们若不坚持到底，我们就会偏离。
For we read in Hebrews,
因为我们读到希伯来书的时候
chapter 2 and verse 1,
在第二章的第一节
For this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
And Jesus says, because lawlessness has increased,The love of the many will grow cold.
耶稣说，在末世的时候，因为不法的事多了，我们的爱心就会冷淡。
And so it is our responsibility to persevere to the end.
这是我们的责任，一定要坚持到底，能够得胜。
I teach a worldview class.
我教一些的课程。
In both a homeschool co-op and at Trinity Christian School.
在我们的教会，还有我们的一个组织中。
And part of my purpose in teaching that class is to instruct the young people in the truth.
有一个目的就是要让我们的年轻人能够知道神的真理。
Because there are many voices which they hear today.
因为这些年轻人听到很多世界的声音。
Voices over the internet.
在网络上的。
The TV.
在电视里。
Through radio.
在这些广播里。
Through friends.
还有很多的朋友
and various other contacts.
还有其他的一些的环境
There is much pressure to turn away from the things of God.
有很多的压力使他们远离神
And this pressure comes on God's people as much as on those who are not God's people.
对于我们信神的还有没有信神的都有这个压力
life is filled with many pressures that would press us to turn away.
我们的生活生命中有很多的这个压力使我们转离。
Much of that pressure is like the regular tide that comes in day after day.
有些的压力是每天我们都要经历的。
Or the steady current of temptation that draws and pushes us.
是很多有些的试炼试探每天就像暗流一样来冲击我们。
There are other times when that pressure is more intense.
有些时候这些的压力是极大的。
More like the time when a superstorm Sandy came through.
好像是那个这个风暴飓风Sandy 吸到侵袭我们这个地区。
And then the normal pressure was intensified, was it not?
这个平时的这个压力就会加倍的增加。
And the Christian life is like being on a little boat.
我们的基督徒的生活就像一个在我们一个船里，小船里。
And we are seeking to paddle against the current.
我们是逆流而上。
We are seeking to go upstream toward heaven.
我们是逆流向着天方向。
And we don't only have the pressure of the current going the opposite direction.
不光是这个流是向着相反的方向。
But there are many people in other boats.
也有很多在其他船上的人。
Some of them are just slowly drifting with the current.
很多人是借着顺流而下。
Traveling along with the general way that the world thinks.
他们就顺着世界的潮流顺流而下。
Some are trying to catch the waves and ride the high waves.
有些人就想在这个浪潮中呢，能够顺着浪而去。
Some of these are truly unbelievers and have nothing to do with God.
很多人是完全不信神，和神没有关系的。
Some profess to know God.
有些人是承认他们信神。
Some once seemed to be paddling with us upstream.
有些呢是和我们一样是按逆流而上。
And doesn't that bring confusion and pressure upon the mind?
我们是不是这些使得我们非常的混淆呢？
Especially if you've been paddling for a long time.
特别是你在这里努力的往逆流而上的时候。
Striving to follow after Christ.
是努力的要来跟随主耶稣。
Striving to be obedient to the word of God.
努力的按照神的话来顺服神的话。
And yet we grow tired, don't we?
但是我们是不是已开始劳累？
The pressure is unrelenting.
这个压力是没有无情的。
Some of us are new Christians.
有很多是我们刚信主的。
Or we've been Christians a long time.
或许我们已经信主很多年。
But we're growing weak.
我们越来越软弱。
And there's a temptation.
这里有试炼。
To just give up and drift with the current.
这个试探就是我们能够顺流顺着流来下。
But as the writer of Hebrews tells us,
像希伯来书的作者告诉我们，
we must pay very close attention to the things which we have heard.
我们必须郑重听所听见的道，
lest we drift away.
恐怕我们随流失去。
Malachi was a prophet of God.
马拉基是神的先知。
Who lived in a time like this.
他也是生活在这样的一个时代。
And toward the end of his letter, he gives us a picture of a true believer.
在他的这个信的最后的时候，他给我们一个真正信主的人的一个图画。
He gives us a glimpse into their lives.
他让我们看到这样的人的一个情况。
Now this is my text for this morning.
这是我今天要交通道的。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Malachi chapter 3.
你有圣经的话翻到马拉基书第三章。
And we're going to look at verses 16 through 18.
我们看16到18节。
Malachi 3, 16 to 18.
马拉基第三章16、18节。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and esteem his name.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him.
那是你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
In this text, we have a means that the people of God used in the past to help them persevere.
在这些经文中，就看到他们看到一个路，就是神的儿女如何能够来得胜。
And I want to challenge each one of us from this text to use this same means that we might persevere to the end.
我们呢今天的挑战就是，我们也用这样同样的一个方法来取得这样的胜利。
And so as we look at this passage, I have three points.
这个关于这个我有三点。
First, we're going to look at their context.
第一，我们要看这个背景。
Second, their conduct.
第二，我们要看他们的行为。
And third, their confidence and their consolation.
第三就是讲到他们的信心。
What is the context that these words were written?
这个话所说的背景是什么呢？
Notice that in the English Bible, the first word is the word then.
我们可以注意到这里的翻译这里有一个那时。
What is the then in this of that they were where they were living?
那个的那时到底是什么？
Literally in the Hebrew, at that time.
在希伯来书说就是在那个的时候。
The time was the time after the 70 years of captivity.
这是讲到在那个时候是在70年被掳以后。
And a small group of them have returned to the promised land.
就只有一少数的人回到了应许之地。
And they are struggling to reestablish themselves in the promised land.
他们就挣扎着在应许之地呢能够生存。
Through many struggles, they have reconstructed the temple.
他们通过很多的挣扎呢，又开始重新建神的殿。
And in the face of much opposition, they have built the wall of Jerusalem.
他们也是有非常多的这样的敌对的情况下，把整个的圣城。这个圣的城墙建起。
And if you read the book of Nehemiah and the book of Ezra,
当我们读到尼希米和以斯拉记的时候，
you see that there was a time of discouragement.
这是一个非常使人丧气的时间。
The blessings had not been experienced like they had hoped.
他们所要经历的祝福没有临到他们。
Everything wasn't wonderful.
不是每件事情都很好。
There was still opposition.
有很多的这样的敌对。
There was still oppression.
有很多的压迫。
They were not the great power they had once been.
他们不是他们以前那样那么有能力。
And the temple that had been built was small in comparison to Solomon's temple.
他们所建的这圣殿比起所罗门的圣殿也非常小。
So this is the then which these words were written.
这个就是那个时候的这个背景。
But also it was a time when sin abounded among the professed people of God.
这也是那个承认主名的这些人里面有很多罪的这个时候。
I want us to survey the entire book of Malachi very quickly here.
我想很快的穿一下马拉基这卷书。
Because I want you to hear the voices that were speaking to the people in their day.
我想让你们听到那个时候神向着他的百姓所说的话。
The voices that were challenging the true word of God.
这些声音呢，就来挑战神的话。
Notice verse 2 of chapter 1.
第一章第二节。
God says, I have loved you.
神说，我曾爱你们。
But there was another voice. You say, how have you loved us?
但是呢，有另一个声音说，你在何时上爱我们。
And in verses 2 through 5, there is a description of their distrust of God's covenant love.
这里有一个对于神的立约的爱有怀疑。
God says he loves them, but they don't feel loved.
神说他爱我们，但是他们觉不到神来爱他们。
They haven't experienced the love the way they thought they should.
他们想经历他们所想象的那种爱。
They were still struggling and fighting to find their place in the world.
他们仍然在这个世界上要寻找他们能够找到的。
It's like the person that you tell them God loves you.
就像我们告诉一个人，神爱你。
But they've just heard the doctor say the cancer has returned.
但是呢，他们所听到的是，这医生说你的癌症又回来了。
Or you go to that brother and say the Lord loves you.
你也可能是到一个弟兄那说，神爱你。
Nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
没有什么能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，在耶稣基督里。
But he says, but I just lost my job.
但是他说，我刚失去工作。
I don't feel loved.
我好像没有觉得我被爱。
And that's the kind of thing they were hearing in those days.
这是他们那个时候所听到的。
But these people were there, therefore saying, God doesn't really love us.
这些人就说神实在没有爱我们。
They distrusted God's promised love.
他没有来信靠神的对他们爱。
And then in chapter 1 verse 6 through chapter 2 verse 9,
在一章六节一直到两章第九节
we see that they despised God's worship.
他们也藐视神的敬拜。
God had told them how they were to worship.
神告诉他们该如何敬拜。
God had given them very specific directions as to how he was to be approached.
神给他们非常非常明确的这样的这样的话语，让他们如何来敬拜。
But we read in this section that they were not worshiping God according to his plan.
但是我们读的时候就看到这些人没有按照神所定的方式来敬拜神。
They were offering hypocritical worship.
他们给一些非常假冒为善的敬拜。
Half-hearted worship.
半心半意的。
They were tired of God's way to worship.
他们好像对于神要的敬拜方式已经疲倦。
They wanted an easier way to worship.
他想有一个简单容易的方式。
Notice verse 8 of chapter 1.
像第一章第八节说的。
God challenges them with some questions.
神就向他们挑战用问题。
When you present the blind for a sacrifice, is it not evil?
你们将瞎眼的献与祭物，这不为恶吗？
And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil?
将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？
Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you?
你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你，岂能看你的情面吗？
Or would he receive it from you kindly, says the Lord of hosts?
现在我劝你们恳求神。
They were offering to him, offering to the Lord, that which was second rate, that which was maimed, that which was no good.
他们给神的是不好的次好的没有什么用处的。
And they felt that this was good enough.
他们觉得这已经足够好了。
Now notice verse 13.
在第十三节。
You also say, my how tiresome it is, and you disdainfully sniff at it.
你们又说这些是何等繁琐，并嗤之以鼻。
They were looking at the way God had said to worship, and they were saying, "I am tired of this."
他们看到神的方式来敬拜的时候，他说：“我们已经繁琐了。
”It's wearisome to me.
是实在是让我疲倦。
This is the way they viewed the worship of God.
这是他们来看神敬拜的方式。
And down in verse 9, we read that they were also twisting the commandments of God, the truth of God.
在第九节的时候，他们也把神的命令来扭曲。
In the worship of God, the priests were supposed to teach the truth.
在整个的敬拜中，祭司应该来教导真理。
But the priests were teaching what people wanted to hear rather than the truth.
但是呢，这些祭司只是听讲一些人愿意听的话，不是神的真理。
Notice verse 9 of chapter 2.
在第二章第九节。
So I also have made you despised and abased before all the people, just as you are not keeping my ways, but showing partiality in the instruction.
所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为下贱，因为你们不守我的道，竟在律法上。沾寻情面。
It was as though the priests were saying, I don't want to talk about that sin because that wealthy brother might be offended.
好像是说这个祭司说啊，我不应该讲这个的罪，因为我讲这个罪的会得罪一些有钱的弟兄。
Or I don't want to talk about that commandment because then the young people will get bored.
我不愿意讲那个的诫命，因为我讲那个就年轻人就会觉得很疲倦。
So rather than teach the whole counsel of God,
我们好像他们就不讲整个神完全的话语。
They were twisting it and being partial so as not to offend people.
他就使得这个神的话呢是片面的。
Well, the true word of God is offensive.
但是神真实的话是有这样的
Because it addresses our sin.
是直接刺入我，让我们知道我们的罪。
And we don't like our sin being exposed.
我们不愿意我们的罪被暴露。
But that's what the Word of God does at times.
但是这是神的话常常行的。
And the Word of God sometimes gives us very strict rules that we're to follow.
神的话也常常给我们非常严厉的这样的。
In order to be pleasing to God.
能够来讨能够讨神的喜悦。
But we like it easy, don't we?
但是我们非常喜欢容易。
We would rather flow downstream with the world.
我们愿意顺流而下。
It'd be so much easier.
实在是很容易。
Well, that's what they were facing in that day.
这是他们那个时候所面临的。
Just like we do today.
就像我们今天所面临的。
But I must hurry. Because we read in chapter 2, verses 10 to 16,
在第二章第十到十六节中
that they were also dissatisfied with God's covenant relationships.
他们也不对也对神的立约的关系不满意。
They disliked the relationship with God.
不喜欢和神的这种关系。
And so they worshipped idols.
他们就敬拜偶像。
They were displeased with the marriages that they had.
不喜悦他们自己的婚姻。
They were tired of their spouses.
不喜欢他们的配偶。
And so they were divorcing them.
他们就与他们的配偶离婚。
God had established how these covenant relationships were to work.
但是神已经立了约。
But they had grown tired of those relationships and wanted them to change.
但他们对于神这种关系已经厌倦。
And they thought they could treat their wives poorly during the week.
他们可以觉得他们在周间可以对他的这个配偶不好。
The wives thought they could treat their husbands with disrespect during the week.
他的妻子也可以对他的丈夫不好。
And then come in and worship God and God would be okay with that.
然后来到一起来敬拜神神就可以满意。
And God says, I'm not okay with that.
神说我不满意。
They were dissatisfied with God's covenant relationships.
他们不对神立约的关系喜悦。
They didn't want to be faithful to one another.
他不愿意互相有忠心。
They didn't want to show love to one another.
他不想彼此相爱。
And in their hearts, they'd already divorced their husbands or their wives.
在他们心里已经和丈夫或者妻子离婚。
He says, take heed to your spirit.
他说你要在你的灵里面。
In verse 15.
在十五节说。
You see, they weren't necessarily just divorcing them. It was just in their hearts.
他说是他们的心，谨守他们的心。
And yet they thought that was okay.
但是他们觉得他们这样做是可以的。
But their lives of unfaithfulness were speaking louder than their singing.
但是他们的这个不忠的是非常明显的。
They were dissatisfied with God's covenant relationships.
他们对于神的立约的关系不满意。
And then they dismissed God's justice.
他们也不愿意寻求神的公义。
They thought God was unfair.
他觉得神不公平。
They denied God's way of, or God's remedy for their sin.
他们就否认神给他们对于罪的这样的一个路。
They were to return, but they didn't see how they could. Verse 7 of chapter 3.
第三章第七节。他们应该是来转回。
We read halfway through the verse. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
第七节的后半部分说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
But you say, how shall I return? How shall we return?
但是你们却问说，我们如何才能向转向呢？
And then they were diverting God's tithes.
他们也在十一奉献上不忠。
In chapter 3, verses 8 through 12.
第三章的第八到十二节
They were robbing God by not giving him his tithes.
他们借着十一的奉献的不忠而抢劫神。
They were probably using it for their own benefit, for their own houses, for their own development of their farms.
他们该给神的他用到自己的身上。
Remember, it was a difficult time. They just returned after 70 years of captivity.
我们知道那个时候是一个很艰难的时候，是70年以后被掳以后回来的时候。
But at the heart of their robbing God was a lack of trust in God.
他们之所以要抢劫神，是因为他们不相信神。
We read that in verse 10.
我们读到第十节的时候。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
第三章十节说，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆雨门，甚至无处可容。
But they didn't trust God to provide for them.
但是他们不相信神可以给这样的供应。
You see, all of these words that we keep, all of these things that I've pointed out, are the things that were being said in their day.
这些我们所提到的一切都是在那个时候所发生的。
These were the words that the people were hearing.
这些话就是这些当时的人所听到的。
God doesn't really love us.
神实在不爱我们。
God's worship really isn't important.
神对神的敬拜不重要。
How we worship God doesn't matter.
如何来敬拜没关系。
We don't have to be faithful to God.
我们不需要对神忠心。
We don't need to be faithful in our relationships in our homes.
我们不需要在我们家里，在我们各种关系上忠心。
God's justice doesn't match up to my standard.
神的公义没有办法和我的标准相衡。
Repentance and faith is old hat.
我们的悔改是已经过时了。
Financial times are hard. I need to keep my money rather than give it to the church.
我们实在是非常艰难，我们不应该把所有的把那该给神的给给神。
So you see, if you come down through this chapter, you see verse one, chapter one, verse two. But you say, chapter one, verse six. But you say, chapter one, verse seven. But you say, you see, all these voices were coming to them.
我们刚才所读到的好多地方都是说，你们却说，你们却说，你们却说。
All these people were challenging the word of God.
这些人都是在挑战神的话。
And God says this is arrogant.
神说这是非常的骄傲的。
Notice chapter 3, verse 13.
在三章第十三节讲到。
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我。
And yet you say.
你们还说。
What have we spoken against you?
我们用什么话顶撞了你呢?
What have we spoken against you? The book is full of things they've spoken against God.
我们用什么话顶撞他的这个整个的这卷书都是讲到这个。
And yet they continue to stand as though they think they're right with God.
仍然是站在那里像是他们做的是符合神的标准。
But here's the bottom line for them.
这个最后的终结是什么?
It is vain to serve God.
就是侍奉神是徒然的。
What profit is it that we have kept his charge, his commandments, and that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts?
遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒，有什么益处呢？
And so they call the arrogant, these ones who were speaking these words, the blessed ones.
他们就称这些狂傲的人为有福。
Not only are the doers of wickedness built up, but they also test God and Escape.
不仅这行恶的人得建立，并且他们试探神，要脱离灾害。
Now I wouldn't be surprised.
我实在不会惊讶。
If some of you have thought those same words about God.
你也能够听到这样的话。
Some of you young people who grew up here under the in the church.
我们很多年轻人在教会中长大。
Some of you young people who have Christian parents who taught.You about Jesus Christ.
有很多的年轻人是有信神的父母亲来教导他们。
And you've heard them talk about the love of God.
你听到他们讲神的爱。
You've heard the people stand up and speak about the joy of worshiping God.
你也听到他们来敬拜神的时候那种喜乐。
You've seen them and heard them tell you must obey the commandments of God.
你也听到我们应该守神的诫命。
But then you hear all these other voices in the world.
你也听到这个世界上所发出的很多的声音。
And children, have you not heard, not only heard your own heart?
孩子们，你们是不是也听到你自己心的声音?
Say to you at times.
在有时候。
I want it easier.
我要简单，我要容易一些。
I don't want to follow those rules.
我不想来遵守这些的规条。
I don't want to give my money to the church.
我不想把钱给教会。
I want to keep it for myself.
我想把它留给自己。
And you've said, worshiping God, that's empty.
你可能里面听到信奉神敬拜神是虚妄的。
That's worthless.
是没有用处的。
I want to get wealthy.
我想要有很多钱。
I want to have a big house.
我要一个很大的房子。
I want to enjoy life.
我要来享受生活。
I want to ride the waves.
我要想在浪中破浪前进。
I don't want to walk the way mommy and daddy and the church have told me to do.
我不想像我父母亲告诉我的这样去做。
Serving God is profitless.
侍奉神没有什么益处。
That's the lies.
这是一些谎言。
That were being promoted in Malachi's day.
是在马拉基时候那些谎言。
That's the lies that are promoted in our day.
这也是我们现在听到的很多的谎言。
But now, what's an antidote to all these other voices?
这一切的声音的背后是什么？
How can we as Christians can stand against all the pressure of all these voices?
我们如何作为基督徒能够抗拒这些声音？
You who've listened to these voices, why should you? What do you need as an antidote to those voices?
我们如何来抗衡这些众多的声音？
And that's what we come to in our second point.
这就是我们第二点。
We've looked at the context.
我们看到了这个环境背景。
And all the lies and voices that have come.
这些所有的谎言和声音。
And what did they do in response to that?
他们该如何再做去做？
How did the people of God persevere against such voices?
神的儿女如何能够在这个声音中能够得胜？
Now don't you expect some big thing? He's going to say, listen to Ezra.
你是不是要在预测好像他要说你要听以斯拉的话。
Listen to some big preacher.
听这些很有名的讲道传道人。
Some notable, powerful speaker to help you here.
能够听到这些非常有能力的这样传道人讲话。
He doesn't do that.
他没有这样讲。
He tells them about three things.
他这里讲到了三件事。
He speaks about their conduct toward God.
他讲到了我们在神面前的行为。
Their conduct toward one another.
在彼此之间的行为。
And their conduct toward themselves.
对于自己的行为。
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姊妹在主里面的。
If we are going to persevere to the end.
我们要是能够坚持到底。
If we're going to get our little boats all the way up. To heaven.
若是我们要把我们的小船一直逆流而上到终点，
it is only going to be by the grace of God.
只能是靠着神的恩典。
It's only going to be because we are protected by the power of God through faith.
只能是因为借着信神用他的能力保护我们。
But we must persevere. That's the means.
但是我们必须要来坚持到底持守这个。
And one of those.Part of those means are these things.
其中的这个我们的这个办法就是在这里面写的。
Now notice first of all their conduct toward God.
我们先看到他们对于神应该行的。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
第三章第十六节。
Those who feared the Lord.
敬畏耶和华的。
And toward the end of the verse it says it again. Those who fear the Lord and esteem his name.
在后面这里也是讲到就是说敬畏耶和华。
The true people of God fear God.
真正属于神的人他们敬畏神。
Now, I haven't got a time to cover all that it means to fear God.
我没有时间把所有的敬畏神的都概括。
In the Old Testament, this is an umbrella grace.
这是在旧约中讲到的方方面面。
That covers many, many things.
所以非常多的事情在这一个里面。
But there are three ingredients that I want to highlight.
但是有三点是很重要的要素。
And so I'm just going to tell you what they are and I'm going to move on.
我就会简单的提到然后就过去。
A biblical fear of God begins with an intimate knowledge of God.
我们在圣经中所讲的敬畏神呢是借着真正和神有个亲密的关系。
A biblical fear of God contains an intimate knowledge of God.
这个敬畏神是要让我们有一个非常和神亲密的认识。
Turn with me to Proverbs 2 and verse 5.
在箴言第二章第
Proverbs 2 and verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Here the writer says, Then you will discern the fear of the Lord.
就明白敬畏耶和华
And with Hebrew parallelism, he states himself again and explains what he means.
他在这个希伯来书中就平衡的就来解释他。
You will discern the fear of the Lord means you will discover the knowledge of God.
明白敬畏耶和华的定义就是得以认识神。
To fear the Lord is to know God.
敬畏耶和华就是认识神。
Turn to chapter 9 and verse 10.
第九章第十节。
He says it again.The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And in parallel, he says, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
平行的他讲到认识至圣者便是聪明。
Wisdom is parallel to understanding, and the fear of the Lord is parallel to a knowledge of the Holy One.
智慧和聪明对应，敬畏和认识对应。
So when you fear God, it includes an intimate knowledge of God. It includes trust and love.
敬畏耶和华这里面就提到我们有和神有一个非常亲密的认识，对他的爱和对他的信赖。
A second thing that marked the people of God, or that marks the fear of God, is an intense hatred of sin.
第二个敬畏耶和华的表现就是恨恶罪恶。
Proverbs 8 and verse 13.
箴言第八章第十三节。
Here it's very straightforward. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
这里非常清楚，敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶。
If you fear God, then you will hate what God hates.
你要是敬畏神，你就要恨神所恨恶的。
So it is an intense hatred of sin.
是对于罪恶的一个很深的恨。
A third thing that is part of the fear of God
第三个对于敬畏神的事情
is a loving obedience of God
是对于神的爱和对神的顺服
Proverbs 14 and verse 2
箴言十四章第二节
He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord
行为正直的敬畏耶和华
The one who follows the straight commandments of God that's what it means to walk in uprightness
行为正直就是真正的来顺服神的教导。
Is one who fears God.
这样的人就是敬畏神的。
But then notice the parallel in the next half of the verse.
平行的第二个部分讲到。
He who is devious in his ways or crooked in his ways.
行为乖僻的。
Is the one who despises God.
却藐视他。
So to obey God's commandments is to be an expression of our love for God.
我们来顺服神的诫命就是来爱他。
So if you fear God, as the Old Testament teaches,
若是你敬畏神,
then you will have an intimate knowledge of God.
你就有和对神的一个非常亲密的认识。
That is, you will believe in him and you will love him.
你相信他,你就会爱他。
You will have an intense hatred of sin.
你就会对于这个罪的恨恶。
And out of your love for God, you will seek to obey His commandments.
你对于神的爱就让你来顺服神。
That's what it means to fear God.
这就是敬畏神的定义。
So when we read these words in Malachi chapter 3,
当我们读到马拉基书第三章这些话的时候,
that those who feared the Lord spoke to one another,
这里讲到敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。
They were those who had an awareness of the presence of God.
他们就能够感受到这个神的同在的人。
They were trusting in Him and they loved Him.
他们信靠神并且爱神。
They hated sin or any violation of his commandments.
他们恨恶罪或者是任何违背神诫命的。
And they kept his commandments out of a love for him.
他们因为爱就来遵守神的诫命。
That's what it means to fear God.
这就是什么叫做敬畏神。
They lived under the eye of God.
他们在神的眼睛底下生活。
You know, I used to live in the fear of my dad.
我常常在我父亲的这样的威吓下生活。
I loved my father growing up.
我非常爱我的父亲。
And I knew he loved me.
我也知道他爱我。
But I also know he had a very thick belt.
他也有一个很粗的腰带。
And he knew how to use it.
他也知道怎么来使用它。
But I knew he used it because he loved me.
但是我知道他用这个腰带是爱我的原因。
But when my dad wasn't around, sometimes I forgot.
但是我的父亲不在的时候，我有可能就忘记了。
That he has eyes everywhere.
他有到处都有眼睛。
And I wasn't living as though he was watching.
我好像没有像他在看我的时候这样的表现。
But when my dad was present,
当我的父亲在我旁边的时候，
I hated the sin that my dad hated.
我也恨我父亲所恨的罪。
And I kept every commandment he gave.
我也遵守他所告诉我的。
That's what it means to live under the eye of God.
这就是你解释神的眼睛鞭查我的。
I don't want God to frown at me.
我不愿意神不喜爱我。
I want him to smile upon me.
我愿意神对我们微笑。
And so I entrust myself to him.
我把我自己交托给他。
And I want to draw near to him.
我愿意来就近他。
And I want to put away every sin which puts a distance between me and him.
我愿意把这所有的罪都丢开，让我和神能够靠近。
That's a picture of a Christian.
这就是一个基督徒的画面。
That's what a Christian is. They do that out of love for Christ.
这就是我们做这些事情是因为爱耶稣基督。
So these are the people that we're talking about.
这就是那些我们要谈到的。
The true people of God.
是神特别属于神的真正属于神的人。
So what did they do toward one another?
他们彼此做什么呢？
Toward God, they lived under His eye.
对于神，他是在神的眼睛下生活。
But toward one another, they spoke to one another.
对于彼此来说，他是彼此谈论。
That seems so simple.
这好像很简单。
They talked.
他这是就是谈论。
It's amazing. This is the thing that God highlights as the means to preserve them in the midst of terrible and difficult times.
这非常稀奇哈，神所给他们的教训就是让他们在非常艰难的环境，就是来彼此谈论。
They took time to talk to one another.
他们就花时间彼此谈论。
Andrew Fuller calls this keeping up close communion with one another.
有一个弟兄讲到，就是彼此之间有一个交流啊。
Samuel Miller describes it as religious conversation.
另一个弟兄讲到就是。一个在属灵当中的一个交流。
But for all of you under 25, let me put it in language you can understand.
我们这些没到25岁的，我用一个比较容易理解的语言说。
They were social networking.
他们是在做这个社会社交。
Yeah. No Facebook, no Twitter.They did it by speaking to one another.
他们不是用这些社交的一些工具，他们彼此就这样谈论，人和人相聚。
This is the means that highlighted.
这是神所给我们看到的。
And it says they spoke to one another.
就说彼此谈论。
And the language describes it an intimate, a loving interaction that was taking place.
是讲到一个非常亲密的有爱的这样一个彼此交流的关系。
And they weren't just talking about the weather.
他们不是在讲天气。
These were people who feared God.
这些人是敬畏神的。
As we're going to see, these were people who were meditating on the truth of God.
就是我们可以看到，这是来思想神的真理的人。
So when they got together, you know what they wanted to talk about?
他们在一起谈论什么呢？
The things of God.
当然是属于神的事。
Don't you just love that Aaronic blessing that's pronounced at the temple?
那是不是我们能够看到这个整个聚会中的这样香气？
Don't you just appreciate the reality of the sacrifice and the lamb dying in your place?
但我们是不是能够真正的体会到这个神的羔羊为我们死的这样的事实？
Or maybe they had heard a psalm that had been read and sung in the temple.
或许他们听到了一个在整个圣殿中所提到的诗篇的。
And they would go out speaking to one another the things that they had sung.
他们就会彼此的这样谈论这些和神有关系的事。
This wasn't just temple talk. This was daily conversation.
这不是只是发生一次的，而是每天都在进行的。
This is what set them apart from all those around them.
这就让他们和这周围的这坏的环境被分别出来。
Parents, listen to me carefully.
做父母亲的，你仔细听我讲。
Your children are hearing lots of voices.
你的孩子们听到很多的声音。
If you let them have access to the internet,
若是你让他们有这个网路，
then they are hearing voices on Facebook.
他们就会听到这个在 Facebook 出来的，在 Twitter 上出来的信息，and
voices via pictures on Instagram,
或者在 Instagram 上出来的这些信息，
and a whole host of others,
很多其他的声音，
and they need to hear your voice.
但是他们需要听到你的声音。
They need to hear your voice speaking of the things of God.
他们要听到你在谈论神的事情的声音。
Both to them and around them.
不光是对他们，而且也在他们周遭。
They need to know that you have a heart for God.
他们需要知道，作为父母亲，我们有一个向着神的心。
And how do you know what somebody has a heart for?
我们怎么知道一个人有对什么有心呢？
How do you know if somebody's caught up in March Madness?
你怎么知道有些人在三月份的疯狂中有介入呢？
Right? They're always talking about their favorite team.
他总是在谈他们所最喜爱的那个队。
Or their picks on their chart.
是他们所提到的那些在他的这个图画上。
Right? Because they're taken up with it.
因为他们就整个的被那个所吸引。
When somebody gets engaged,
当有人订婚的时候
，and you run across them and you know no matter what the topic is,
不管你给他谈什么话题
，you know that pretty soon he's going to be talking about her.
很快呢，他就会提到他的心上人。
It doesn't matter if it's baseball season, World Series, football season, Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. He's going to get around to her.
不管什么样的这个体育的事情，他最后总是要落实到他心爱的人。
Because his heart's taken up with her.
因为他的心被他的所心爱的所充满。
Jesus told us about that, didn't he?
主耶稣是不是告诉我们这样的事？
Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks."
主耶稣说，在我们心里所存的就。口里就发出来。
Now notice in this passage, it tells us what was in these people's hearts.
我们看到在这里面，我们就讲到神告诉我们人心里面所存的。
And this is their conduct toward God.
这是他们对于神的这样的行为。
It says at the end of verse 16, "Who esteem His name."
这里在第十六节的最后说，思念他名的人。
Literally, the word means to meditate upon, to give to plan, to devise, to take account of.
就是讲到我们要思念，我们来常常的思想，反复的思想他的名。
It's an intense mental activity.
是我们里面在思想里面非常强烈的一个行为。
This is not the daydreaming you do in my worldview class.
不是我讲课的时候你在下面好像半睡不睡的。
This is the intensity of the heart and the intensity of the mind that wants to know something.
这是我们里面心里面和我们的思想中的非常强烈的追求。
That person who I have to learn that new language.
就像他们要一定要学到这个新的语言。
I have to get a hold of this new topic.
我一定要把这个新的课题拿到。
That's what they're talking about.
这里就是讲的，这就是希伯来所提到的字样。
Making plans about how to talk about God.
那我们可以来具备来如何来讲神的话。
Laboring to come up with ways to describe and to understand Him better.
努力来描述和理解神。
Because they were meditating upon His name.
因为他说思念他名的人。
The phrase the name of God.
这个字讲到。神的名
In the Old Testament, that stands for His being.
是讲到他的所是
His attributes.
他的所有的属性
His reputation.
他的这样的一个
Did you say? His reputation. And they wanted to know everything they could about Him.
他愿意知道他关于神所有的方方面面。
And they wanted to be able to describe Him to others.
他可以来把神描述给所有要听的人。
This is what was in their hearts.
这是他们心里所存的。
And because it was in their hearts, it was coming out of their mouths.
因为在他们心里面，所以他就口里面就发出来。
And because they were living under His eye,
因为他在他神的眼中观察中生活。
They were doing this with all sincerity.
他用他们所有的诚实来这样做。
And with a deep, passionate knowledge and love for this God.
这非常强烈的对于神的爱来做这些事情。
This is their conduct.
这是他们的行为。
This is how the people of God of old persevered against in difficult times.
这就是神的儿女在艰难的环境中如何的能够胜出的原因。
They weren't just paddling upstream by themselves.
他不是自己划那个小船逆流而上而已。
They got in little groups together and discussed these things.
他们就和其他的同样的人一起的谈论。
Hebrews 10:24 and 25.
希伯来书十章二十二、二十五节说到
，They did not forsake the assembling of themselves together.
他们不停止聚会。
And so much the more as they saw the day approaching.
当这个日子要来近的时候。
And they were considering one another.
他们就开始彼此的来认识。
How to provoke one another.
能够来彼此勉励。
Now we provoke one another really easily, don't we?
我们常常惹别人生气。
It's real easy to provoke one another to irritation or anger.
让我们的其他的人呢发怒。
But these people were thinking about one another, how to provoke them unto love and good deeds.
但是这些人彼此勉励的是爱啊和彼此的来向前。
My friends,
朋友们
my brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姊妹们
if we are going to make it to the end,
若是我们要想达到终点
then we need one another.
我们需要彼此。
And we need to talk to one another.
我们需要彼此谈论。
You know, there are psychological and sociological studies.
有很多的心理的社会学的研究。
That show that we are one of the most connected generations and societies ever.
我们现在所处的时代是最有彼此联系的这样的一个社会。
You can get a hold of anybody, anywhere, anytime.
你可以在任何时候啊，任何地点能和任何人能够取得联系。
Because we have these little things called cell phones that we carry around on our belts.
我们有这样的小的手机。
And we stop every time we possibly can to check our, well, it used to be email, now it's Facebook status.
我们常常就会，以前是用信电子信，现在是所有的其他的媒介。
I've got 959 friends.
我有九百多个朋友。
I only know two of them.
我只认识两个人。
But I've got all these connections.
我有好多其他的联系。
I might have 10,000 people following me on Twitter.
我可能在 Twitter 上有一万个人跟随我。
And I only know my mom's name and my dad.
只知道我和我妈和爸爸。
Right? We're so connected, and yet we're completely disconnected.
我们如此的在这好像和别人都有联系但是又没有任何联系。
I visited the Philippines a few years ago.
几年以前我到菲律宾去。
I had my first flip phone.
我有一个可以打开的手机。
And the people there were telling me, oh, do you text?
他们就问我你是不是打这些信息呢
do you watch videos on your phone?
你有没有看在手机上看这些话
Do you buy things and do banking on your phone?
你有没有用这个手机来买东西啊
？I said no.
我说没有啊。
They said, "What do you do with it?"
你用这个做什么呢
？I call people.
我说就打电话。
I actually talk to people.
我和人真实的这样讲话。
People hear my voice and I hear theirs.
他们听到我的话，我也听到他们的话。
And there's times when I don't even want to do that. I want to see them.
有时候我也不需要做这个，我要看到他们。
I want to look into their eyes while they're weeping and wrestling with difficulties.
我愿意看到当他们挣扎有困难的时候，我愿意看他们的眼睛。
I want to look into their eyes when I've got to bring to them a hard, direct command from God.
我愿意看着他们的眼睛，把神给他的这个诫命告诉他。
John wrote in his epistle.
约翰在他的书信中讲到。
There are many more things I need to write to you.
但有很多的事情我可以写。
But I want to speak to you face to face.
我愿意亲自来跟你讲话。
Brethren, we need that kind of interaction with one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样的彼此的交流。
It's not enough just to send a little email once in a while that says, I'm praying for you.
不是我们就发一个电子信说我为你祷告就够了。
Talk to the person and find out what they're wrestling with.
我们要和弟兄姊妹交流，知道他们的需要。
Speak of the things of God to one another.
我们要彼此谈论神的事。
There are so many voices that are denying the truth of God.
有那么多的声音来否认神的真理。
And many of them are in the church of God.
但很多是在神的儿女当中。
Some of them may be sitting right here in this pew.
甚至有些弟兄姊妹这样情况都在我们当中。
Now maybe your church is different than mine.
也可能你们的聚会和我们的聚会不一样。
The church that I go to, I know there are people sitting in the pew.
我也在我们的聚会，我们有些弟兄姊妹坐在我们当中。
That no sooner am I going to be done with my sermon.
我讲还没有刚一讲完。
Then they are going to be finding ways to pick it apart.
他们就会来挑毛病。
Did you hear how he pronounced that word?
你有没有听到他说那个刺怎么发的音呢？
Do you realize he totally messed up that illustration?
他好像对那个解释的很不对。
That really happens at my church. Now it doesn't happen here, probably. I guess because when I get it happens at my church.
在我的聚会中有这样的事情发生。
And those people look for others to talk to about it.
他们找些人谈，就要谈这些事情。
They want to pass on their voice.
他们把他们的话要给其他的人也讲。
And that's why we need to get out there and start talking about. You know what I got out of the sermon today?
我们应该的是，我们要到弟兄姊妹当中说。
He spoke too fast, and I didn't get half of what he said.
他讲得太快，我大概只领受了一半。
But the half that I heard, I got this out of it.
但是这一半我得到了真实，得到了这个。
And God spoke to me from His Word at this particular point.
他神就借着这个部分对我说这一点。
What did you get out of the message today, brother?
你今天弟兄听到什么信息
？Sister, what did you come away from in our time of worship today?
姊妹们，你在今天的敬拜中有什么得着？
And let us speak to one another.
让我们彼此谈论。
Now there's so much more that needs to be said. I've only gotten through half of my sermon.
我只讲了我一半。
But the fact of the matter is.
但是事实上。
The bottom line I want to come across to you today is this.
今天我要特别给弟兄姊妹提到的是这样的。
Do you have close enough relationships in this congregation?
你有没有在聚会当中有这样亲密的关系
？With those who fear God，
对于那些敬畏神的人有这样的关系，亲密的关系。
Do you seek those people out？
你有没有寻找这些敬畏神的人
？So that you can be around them and learn from them。
你可以在他们周围可以一同的学习。
If you've been a Christian for a long time,
若是你做基督徒有一段时间
，and you've got the blessing of gray hairs,
你可能已经长了白发
，growing old with Christ,
在基督里面已经长大
，or you're like me and you're losing hairs,
你也可能像我，头发已经开始掉了
，but you've been walking with Christ,
你要与神同行
，the young Christians need to hear your voice,
这些年轻的基督徒要听到你的声音。
They need to hear you say how God is faithful at every stage of life.
他们要听到你说神在每一个阶段都是信实的。
They need to know, they need to hear how God upheld you and has brought you through.
他们要听到你如何神如何带领你经过这人生的一切。
And you young Christians,
年轻的弟兄姊妹们
who have that new zeal of a newfound love for Christ,
有和在神里面一个新鲜的对神的爱。
The older Christians need to hear your voice.
这些年长的弟兄姊妹要听到你的声音。
They need to hear of that joy and love in Jesus.
他们愿意听到你在神里面的喜乐和爱。
And you gotta come alongside them and strengthen their hands to keep paddling on.
你可以和他们一同的来坚固他们的手，一同的逆流而上。
We need one another's voices.
我们需要彼此的这样的话。
We need to encourage one another in the truth.
我们应该在真理当中彼此勉励。
We need to do it in our homes.
我们应该在家里面这样。
We need to do it in the church.
应该在教会中。
We need to do it in the workplace.
在工作环境。
I used to work in Manhattan.
我以前是在纽约城里面工作。
When I first moved to New Jersey in 1987.
在一九八七年的时候啊
，And I worked in Lower Manhattan.
我是在曼哈顿的
，In Wall Street.
在华尔街上
，With a bunch of people who lived for nothing but money.
那些人呢，只是为了钱而生存。
And there was one Christian brother.
但是有一位的弟兄。
And every chance we had to get together, we got together to encourage one another.
每一次我们在一起，我们就彼此的勉励。
So that we would not get swept away.
我们就不会随流失去
by all the materialism
所有的在物质的环境
and all of the self-pleasure
所有的这些
and all of the self-promotion
所有自己的利益
and we held one another's hands
我们彼此来联手
and we spoke often to one another
我们常常在主里面有交通
matter of fact we spent 3 hours at lunch one day
有时候我们一个午餐用了三个小时
we didn't realize the time had passed
我们甚至都 不觉得时间三个小时就过去了。说神的事。
My friends, grow in your fear of God.
朋友们，你应该在敬畏神的事情上长大。
Cultivate an intimate knowledge of God, an ever-increasing knowledge of God.
来，我们来在对神的这种亲密的认识上有长进。
Cultivate an ever more sensitive conscience against sin.
有一个非常对罪的一个敏感的这样的。
And cultivate a clearer awareness of the commandments of God for you.
有一个非常清楚对神的命令。
And then speak to one another about these things.
然后彼此的来谈论这些事情。
And be a help to one another on the way to heaven.
在属天道路上彼此的帮助。
And then you who are not part of Christ.
那其中我们还有不信主的。
You children who've never trusted in Jesus Christ.
我们当中孩子们还没有相信主耶稣的。
Or maybe there's an adult here who's not a follower of Jesus Christ.
或者其中我们甚至成年还没有相信主的。
And all this sounds like nothing.
好像我们听了好像没有什么。
I want you to listen as the people of God sing in this place.
我愿你听到属神的儿女在这边一起唱诗。
They're not just singing words.
他们不是在只是唱这些词而已。
There's a heart for God that comes through in the singing.
在我们唱的时候，我们的心就在表现在神面前。
You listen to some of them as they talk.
当他们听我们讲话的时候。
And you see the twinkle in their eye when they're talking about the things of God.
当他们谈到神的事情，他们眼睛就发亮。
What do you have that's going to last?Beyond the next football season.
你所有的下一个的足球赛季就没有了。
You're excited about this player or that player.
你可能对这个球员那个球员非常的
This event or that event.
这个事情那个事情有兴趣。
And next season it's gone.
下一个赛季就都没了。
What were you so excited about?
我有什么可兴奋的？
Can you remember who won Super Bowl 12?
你有没有记得在Super Bowl 在这个比赛中多少年以前的
or 25 for that matter? I mean, come on, they're gone.
甚至哪一届的赢球的，你们都记不得了。
But the things of God, our God, goes on forever.
但是属于神的事情存到永远。
Jesus never changes.
耶稣基督永不改变。
And the blood of Christ still cleanses from all our sins.
耶稣基督的宝血始终有功效。
And we have a hope of seeing him one day.
我们有这样的盼望，有一天我们见到他。
And it never fades.
他绝不失败。
We are protected by the power of God.
我们被神的能力所救护。
For salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
是在救恩中在最后的日子要向我们显明。
And in this we should greatly rejoice.
在这个事情上我们要大大的喜乐。
Even though now for a little while, if necessary,
算是短暂的。
We must suffer.
我们可能要受苦。
Because we're going to see him face to face.
但是我们要将来有一天与他面对面。
May God help us all.
愿主帮助我们大家。
Persevere to the end.
一直到坚持到最后。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
天父
，Thank you so much for your true word.
谢谢你的真理的话。
Thank you for giving us Bibles that contain the true mind, your mind.
谢谢你给我们圣经来里面有你的心思。
And for giving us the privilege of knowing you.
给我们这样的特权可以认识你。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather together to worship you.
谢谢你给我们机会，我们一起来敬拜你。
And we pray that you have been in our midst speaking to us.
我们祷告的就是你在我们当中向我们说话。
Please help us, Lord.
主，请帮助我们。
Please preserve us.
请来保护我们。
Against all the temptations and all the pressures to turn away.
让我们在这些试探和所有的让我们偏离的事情上受保守。
Protect us by your great power.
用你的能力来保守我们。
And we plead with you to save our children.
我们向你祈求你来拯救我们的孩子们。
And those who are being carried away in the flood.
那些在水流失去的。
Would you get a hold of them and turn them around?
求你来抓住他们，把他们逆转。
they might repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们能够悔改他们的罪，能够来回到主面前。
And join us in our journey to heaven.
我们一起来走这条十天的道路。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.